I just want to share a quick kingdom primer I'm calling Restoration of Family Dynamics in the Church. If any of you are my Facebook friend, you saw me post this just lately, and it was really from a friend of mine, Michael Sullivan, in Kansas City. He sent this to me, and Richard Haviland or somebody. He was a chaplain of the U.S. Senate, but I don't know if you saw this quote or you've seen this before. I think this is an amazing summation of church history. In the beginning, the church was a family of men and women centering on the living Christ. Then the church moved to Greece, where it became a philosophy. Then it moved to Rome, where it became an institution. It moved to Europe next, where it became a culture. And it finally moved to America, where it became an enterprise or a business. That's an amazing, I know that's a quick sum up, but it shows the different things that have happened with Christianity along the way. And I just want to declare that I believe with all of my heart that God is restoring family dynamics back to the church. He's going to get us back to the beginning of what that is. And we're living for and praying for, preaching for the return of Jesus, but also for the organic church. I sat with a couple passionate people just lately, two passionate leaders talking about disciple making and about church plant movement stuff, which I love that stuff, but it was sounding so pragmatic to me. I was like, man, I don't know. I'm having a check in my spirit about the glorious dynamic, organic kingdom of God. I love, obviously, the book of Acts, the diaspora, the scattered saints who started Antioch are my favorite evangelist in the book of Acts. I've said that before, but I love it that there were no conferences and no books, no strategies on paper, no thinking of applying network marketing to kingdom advance. It was just all organic. How can I stop? I can't stop myself from telling about Jesus. And so, We're challenging ourselves because I don't know if you remember or think about, but the 7 billion member populating and creative ruling over the earth that's happening now was accomplished primarily through the family. It wasn't businesses and spheres of, it wasn't culture and institutions. Philosophy, institution, culture, and enterprise don't produce living human beings. They just don't. It's families that produce that, and they cannot pass down the DNA. The best they can do is just kind of be an outward expression and maybe enculturate and help us a little bit, but it's the family. It's a God-made families. He put a man and a woman and put a commission on them and said, fill the whole earth. And I'm telling you, it's no different for the body of Christ. So God is restoring family dynamics back to the church. And these are five quick things. Number one, what we think this is relational birthing, kind of like marriage. I love it that how Jesus sends people out two by two. I think he does that because he's saying relational things. I think it's a little tell, like he does many prophetic things of like marriage. But we want to see relational birthing happening in the kingdom of God, not informational birthing, not systematic, some kind of factory birthing. Get thousands of people. It's just something we want to see, relational birthing. Number two is father and mother impartation. Fathers and mothers, and I'm going to get to that here in a moment. Maturing children in sonship, generational multiplication of kingdom DNA, and outward growth instead of in-house containment. Those things right there are what I think makes up a family and what happens in a family. Like, it would be weird, unless there were special causes, if my sons, who are now in their 20s, are still, you know what I mean, or 30s or 40s or 50s. They never move on with life. They never move on. And so part of my deal is keeping them alive and raising them and training them, but eventually jettisoning them out of my home so that they go and do it again. They go and find them a woman, and they do their thing and have babies, and then blah, 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 blah. You know the deal. And so this really, I think, is how the church is supposed to operate. So we are not so much about systems, and I see God changing this, but we want to produce cultures. We want to produce atmospheres where these dynamics can happen, where we're training up and seeing relational birthing, where we're seeing God birth people through relationships. And father and mothers, that I just want to say this, every believer in this room, if you're a man, you're called to be a father in the faith. If you're a woman, you're called to be a mother in the faith. Every one of you. Everybody is called to do that, and we want to see that. Tell you what shepherding we would see if the full body of Christ operated and we got over a clergy, laity, pastor guy who takes care of sheep. I mean, I think we have a misnomer about that because of the business culture factory thing we've had. We want to see maturing children in sonship, meaning they're not having an orphan spirit on them. They're not in slavery. They're moving up through their birth. They're going through the little toddler. They're going through adolescence, that we're helping believers move through the awkwardness of puberty in their faith into full mature manhood and womanhood, and then the outward growth and multiplication that should happen. So we'll talk more about that because that's pretty core to us, but I just want to say, I, with all my heart, there's whole streams that are moving the exact opposite of this. God bless them, and as long as Christ is being preached. But we are not about, and the church never was about, making audiences and filling buildings up. It's always about an outgrowth, fill everywhere, multiply leaders, and not leaders that help us grow our thing, but leaders who advance the kingdom of God. Does everyone agree? Amen. It's a big deal, and it's harder to do. It feels looser. It doesn't feel as like, you know, I could give you a ton of jobs to help me do this, but I don't want you to help me do this. I want you to go and do what he's called you to do. And so we're going to discover that. There's a lot of warfare in everybody's life about that. Today, or this weekend, is Mother's Day, and so I want to pray for moms. I want to pray for dads, too. We're going to do it on Dad's Day, too, but I want to pray in this spirit. Mother's Day can be a tough one. Somebody said it's one of the most painful days, and tons of women skip church on this day because it's a painful deal when you talk about it, because some have had lots of babies, and some have lost babies, and some have never had babies, and some never been married, that kind of thing, you know, and it can be this rough thing, and I just don't want to be. I really want to do this in the spiritual sense. All you natural moms, great job. Wait to feed and wipe bottoms and train, and we just love you. Good job. We just would stink at this without you. Great. Love you. But I want to really honor all the women in the room, women. I want all the young, actually even girls, that we believe are ordained to be mamas in the faith. I believe we're a generation of orphans that are being turned into parents. That's what's happening right now. One of the most fundamental things that's going on. The days of the orphanages are almost over, I think. I mean, we still got them. We're piling them in, and we got orphans. But listen, it's soon going to be where everyone has a relational connection. And so I would ask you to think, do I have a father in the faith? Do I have a son in the faith? And I love watching my teenage girls have disciples right now, you know, and learn to be mamas really early. And so I want to pray over all the women and females in the room. If you guys would just stand, every one of you. And even little girls, we just love you guys, and you're awesome, and we want to just pray over you as men for a blessing, and for you to have many, many spiritual children. And when I say that, I don't say it with pressure. I'm not like, go have, you know, you have 15 disciples. I don't really care. Some daddies have one kid, and some of them have nine. It doesn't make you less of a father. It's just a different assignment, okay? And so, men, let's pray for these guys. If you're near some of the moms, let's just lay a hand on the mom, and some of these young women, too. We need some more guys over here-ish. We might not be able to get to everybody. Some of you guys may have to double hand it. But let's pray for these guys. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for our precious sisters in the Lord. And we thank you that we live in a day where you're raising up many, many mothers in the faith. You're raising up moms. You're raising up women of God who have daughters, who are going to have daughters, who are going to have daughters. Lord, we thank you, God, for these ladies that are in our midst, for the many that are gone tonight at graduations and various things. We just pray, bless them too. We just pray for a supernatural release of blessing upon them. And we just pray for fresh vision to see what it is that they, who's around them that they can impart into. Thank you for disciples that are in their homes. Thank you for disciples that are in their neighborhoods, that are at the workplace. We just pray you bless these mamas. Thank you for all of what they're doing, how they're imparting to people's lives. And I pray 2017 for a double portion of anointing and intentionality in them producing daughters in the faith, begetting them and giving the kingdom DNA to them. Thank you for all they've done, and we just pray for an increase upon that. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.